All right, Seth Hammaker, man, look, that track was brutal. Mistakes everywhere. You made the least amount, but there had to have been some sketchy moments.
Yeah, no, there definitely was. The, like, three or four laps to go, I had a pretty big one.
Big case?
Yeah, big case. Yeah, but I feel like you said, everyone had some mistakes, and I feel like I minimized them pretty well. But, yeah, what a treacherous track. So happy.
Whoops, dude, the whoops.
Dude, the whoops were gnarly. Dude, literally some laps I was just going double, and I was like, okay, this is it. No one's catching me, so I'm good. But just tried to play it smart and be consistent because that track could bite you. So, yeah.
Got to start, which is huge, right? And so was that at that point you're just like, hey, you probably know you're going to make mistakes, but like, what are you telling yourself at that point?
Yeah, once I executed the start, I was like, okay, put in like a couple solid lap first opening laps, and I got a little bit of a gap, and that's some things I've been struggling on was opening laps in the previous races, and I tried
Daytona flying off the track twice.
yeah, exactly. So just trying to like bring the intensity, but also just make sure I make the rhythms and just execute. Yeah. So that was really good to do that, and then once I kind of got a little gap, I just tried to put in consistent laps, like I said, just hit the rhythms, like slow it down and hit the rhythms, make sure I get everything clean, and it worked out.
And you were gauging VL, I imagine, right?
I was, but honestly, I thought it was Shimoda until like five laps to go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was like, oh no, that's VL, and then because I couldn't really see him too well because like he was a little close to me, but I could see Deegan, and I was like gauging him more than VL. So once I like knew it was VL, then five laps to go, I was like, okay, just put in solid laps and we'll be good. So
how bad was the track from the first lap to the last lap? Was it drastically different, or were you able opening laps to be pretty normal?
It was pretty different. Like, okay, just the rhythms, like in between the transitions, the ruts were just treacherous. I mean, like, you didn't know which ones were deep. Like, you could see, but like some of them were deeper than others, and definitely had to pick your points, you know, good. And if you clipped anything, you had to back out of it because you didn't want to get a kick or anything like that. But yeah, I feel like I did a pretty good job of just like being cleaning the rhythms.
Yeah. A couple more for you. You changed up your program this year, obviously.
Yeah.
Dog pound, Lawrence's, all that. How much has that been helping? I talked to somebody there, maybe Dazzy, and he was saying like, look, we're trying to change his shoulders, we're trying to change his braking, we're trying to change his riding style so he doesn't crash and get hurt. And I don't know. I mean, it must be working.
Yeah. It's been awesome just to be down there, and I'm super grateful for the opportunity. And so much that I've been learning. And like Desi had pointed out, he's like, listen, let's just try to make you a safer rider. Let's get through the season no matter what, you know, happens. And we work on things every day, you know. And it's little things with the shoulders, like you said, how to grip, you know, re-grip. And there's a lot of things that I still need to learn and am working on. But, man, it just feels good to kind of see it already paying off. And, yeah, like I said, couldn't be more grateful for the opportunity to go down there. And feels good to kind of see it working.
I was really shocked that your first win was so long ago.
Yeah.
We were Googling it in the press box. I feel like it wasn't that long ago, but for you, you knew it. You knew how long ago it was. Did it feel like, holy shit, like, when's this next one coming?
I knew how long it's been. And it was I knew that in like, 2021, it was my third Supercross race ever that I won. So I was like, man, like, it was a great feeling, but it was kind of a surprise, like not a surprise, but like, man, I was like, already? And then this was only my second one, so I'm like, it's almost felt like the first one again. So this one just feels amazing, and I feel like this is just something huge to build off of. And so, yeah, just so pumped.
Showdown is cool.
It's so awesome. I mean, to have everybody here, I mean, it just means so much more. And yeah, I mean, it's a deep field out there. Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks for this. Congratulations, man.
Thank you.